News of the United States.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday that the Palestinian militant group Hamas had proposed numerous changes in its response to a ceasefire proposal. He noted that some of the changes are workable, while others are not.
In the days ahead, we are going to continue to push on an urgent basis with our partners, with Qatar, with Egypt, to try to close this deal, because we know it's in the interests of Israelis, Palestinians, the entire world.
A Hamas official told Reuters that a ceasefire must lead to a permanent end to hostilities in Gaza, withdrawal of Israeli forces, reconstruction of the Palestinian enclave, and release of Palestinian prisoners in Israel. The U.S. military says that humanitarian assistance has been delivered to Gaza after it resumed delivery from the American-built pier to the shore for onward distribution. VOA's Jeff Selden reports.
More than 500 metric tons of aid on Tuesday and another more than 500 metric tons Wednesday. The first deliveries since crossings over the temporary pier were suspended due to bad weather. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says
the good news is that it's on the beach. It's a step closer to getting to the people who need it most.
The United Nations World Food Program, one of the organizations responsible for getting the aid into the hands of Palestinians in Gaza, suspended further delivery after saying its warehouses were struck by rockets late last week.
The WFP, of course, is taking the security measures that they need.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
President Javier Milei of Argentina won a major legislative victory Wednesday in his efforts to deliver on his promises of radical change. The Senate voted 37 to 36 to approve a measure that delegates broad powers to the president in such areas as energy, pensions, and security. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com.